In the late 1960s and 1970s, Jamaica's political landscape was shaped by gangs known as posses. These groups were often created and supported by politicians seeking to bolster their influence and agendas. As Jamaica faced political turmoil, these gangs began to carve out territories, particularly in Kingston and its surrounding areas. By the late 1970s, they had established a significant presence, demonstrating how power could be wielded through fear and intimidation. With the dawn of the 1980s, the dynamics shifted dramatically as drug trafficking, particularly in crack cocaine and marijuana, transformed Jamaica into a key pipeline to the United States. This change allowed gangs to gain financial independence from their political benefactors. No longer merely pawns, they became formidable players in a new lucrative game. The evolution of these gangs over the past two decades has seen the emergence of new leaders, faction splits, and the international expansion of operations, leading to the term Yardies to describe them abroad. This narrative focuses on six notorious Jamaican gang leaders, each representing a distinct facet of this turbulent era. Christopher Dogpaw Linton rose to power following the imprisonment of a crime boss. His ruthless methods made him notorious, and his reign was marked by violence and eventual downfall during a police confrontation. Natty Morgan, feared as the Jamaican Butcher, was known for his unpredictable and violent nature. He gained a fearsome reputation through numerous murders and extortion. His life ended in a dramatic shootout with police, leaving behind a striking image of duality, a Bible in his pocket alongside an M16 rifle. Navarro Hodges was different. He operated with calculated precision, although he too left a trail of blood. His reckless behavior escalated following a tragic incident that claimed the life of a loved one, leading to his own violent end. Tesha Miller, as the leader of the Klansmen gang, orchestrated high-profile murders and evaded severe punishment for years. His downfall came through betrayal when a former gang member testified against him, leading to his conviction. Each of these leaders' stories serves as a cautionary tale, illustrating the ambition, betrayal, and inevitable tragedy that often accompany a life steeped in crime. As Jamaica's criminal underworld continues to evolve, the cyclical nature of violence and power remains a haunting reality. In the heart of Kingston, the landscape of crime continued to shift. The emergence of international drug trafficking transformed the power dynamics among the gangs. No longer reliant on political patronage, figures like Dogpaw and Natty Morgan found new ways to assert their influence. This was not merely about survival. It was about thriving in an arena where the stakes had raised exponentially. Dogpaw's reign was a testament to brutality and strategic cunning. After taking leadership, he quickly consolidated power by aligning himself with influential figures in the drug trade. His gang was notorious for its violent turf wars, leading to several high-profile killings. In one incident, a rival gang member was shot multiple times in broad daylight, a clear message to anyone considering betrayal. Dogpaw's actions solidified his reputation, but they also drew law enforcement's attention, leading to a tense standoff that would ultimately define his legacy. Natty Morgan, on the other hand, was a figure of chaos and unpredictability. His early days in the drug scene were marked by extreme violence. Known for his vicious methods, Natty took pleasure in instilling fear. He often taunted police through the media, boasting about his evasion of capture. His life came to a violent end, not just as a result of his confrontations with law enforcement, but due to the treachery of his gang peers, who eventually sought to eliminate him to claim his territory. Navarro Hodges embodied a different approach to the gang life. He was calculated, seeing the drug trade as a business rather than a mere struggle for power. His careful planning often led to successful operations. However, personal tragedy shifted his perspective. The accidental death of his girlfriend fueled a relentless rage that changed how he operated, leading to reckless decisions and violent confrontations. His transformation culminated in a fierce rivalry that brought his life to a brutal conclusion. Tesha Miller's journey was marked by survival amid betrayal. Despite being arrested multiple times, he navigated the system with unnerving ease. His ambitions placed him in the crosshairs of rival gangs and law enforcement alike. When a former ally turned witness, it shattered his carefully constructed empire. his conviction was a significant blow, symbolizing the fragility of power in an ever-evolving landscape. As these gang leaders waged their wars in Kingston's streets, their stories unfolded against a backdrop of cultural strife and socioeconomic disparity. The gangs were a reflection of a society grappling with its identity, marked by a longing for power and control in the face of adversity. The violent legacies of these leaders continue to echo throughout Jamaica, prompting questions about the cycles of violence that persist in communities struggling to find stability in a chaotic world. As the violence of the past echoes through Jamaican society, the stories of these gang leaders serve as a lens into a broader struggle. Their lives highlight the complex interplay of power, poverty, and the longing for control that defines many communities in Jamaica. The rise and fall of figures like Dogpaw and Natty Morgan illustrate a relentless cycle where ambition gives way to betrayal and ultimate tragedy becomes a common endpoint. The landscape of Kingston today still bears scars from the conflicts of these gang leaders. Areas once ruled by fear are slowly evolving, but the memory of the past lingers. Efforts to address the root causes of gang violence, including poverty and lack of opportunity, are met with mixed results. While some communities strive for peace, others find themselves caught in the grip of a history that feels impossible to escape. The duality of human nature is exemplified in Natty Morgan's end. Clutching a Bible with one hand and an assault rifle with the other, he embodied the struggle between faith and violence. Such contradictions resonate throughout Jamaica, where many grapple with the desire for change while facing the persistent shadows of gang influence. Even as the police and government seek to confront gang activity, the allure of power and wealth continues to attract new generations. The absence of effective social programs means that many young people still seek identity and belonging within the structures offered by gangs. As these cycles repeat, questions arise about how society can break free from this legacy of violence. The stories of Christopher Dogpaw Linton, Natty Morgan, Navarro Hodges, and Tesha Miller remind us of the human cost of such existence. They illuminate the harsh realities these leaders faced and the lives impacted by their choices. Their narratives encourage reflection on the systemic issues that foster such environments. Engaging with the history of violence in Jamaica is essential, but it is equally important to find ways to promote healing and understanding. Communities are searching for solutions that address both the social and economic disparities that fuel gang culture. In considering the future, the challenge lies in recognizing the lessons of the past to forge a new path. How can Jamaica rebuild its communities in the face of such profound challenges? The answers may lie not just in law enforcement, but in deep social change that prioritizes education, opportunities, and healing.